A special Halloween edition of Rapidly Rotating Records. An hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, the Ghost of Glenn Robison. This evening's show features rapidly rotating records about ghosts, goblins, graveyards, and ghouls. And I think the studio is haunted, as evidenced by this first set, beginning with the Columbians.
Thank you.
pleased to report. Okay, I'll spare you the sound effects. Let me get out of this echo chamber. There, that's better. I'm pleased to report that all or very nearly all of the records on tonight's special Halloween show are being played on the show for the first time. We started out that haunted set with the Columbians, obviously a Columbia house band, and Dear Eyes That Haunt Me. The vocalist on that April 19, 1927 recording was Louis James. The band was directed by Ben Selvin, but Fred Rich also issued records as by the Columbians. Dear Eyes That Haunt Me was written by Harry B. Smith, with the music by Emmerich Kallman, and is from the internationally famous musical comedy, at least according to the sheet music, The Circus Princess. It opened at the Winter Garden Theater on April 25, 1927, and ran for 192 performances. It takes place in Vienna and St. Petersburg, Russia, but who cares? Oh, no, we care. But Who Cares was another song from that show. Next, it was the Broadway Dance Orchestra, an Edison House Band, and Haunting Blues, written by Walter Hirsch and Henry Bussey. That was recorded June 30, 1922, and was followed by Sam Lannon and his orchestra and Haunting Humoresque from April 22, 1925. This takeoff on Dvorak's Humoresque was written by Frank Black and is spelled Humoreske. We finished up with Waring's Pennsylvanians, and I'm haunted by that Swanee River Song from May 22, 1924. That Swanee River Song was written by Henry Troy, Chris Smith, and Joseph Carlton. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Nothing's more closely associated with Halloween than ghosts. Let's see, there's Casper, George and Marion Kirby, and these.
Wide awaker in my slumber, there's a spooky melody. That rhythm is just like some evil spirit. I hear it in every major and minor key, tormenting me. Music haunts me, that rhythm taunts me. I close my eardrums, but body, here comes that tune. The ghost of the rumba. Least expected, it's resurrected. You can't make merry, you just can't bury that tune. The ghost of the rumba. It's weird, and I hear it everywhere. See, it's getting in my hair. Played in every shape, guess there's no escape. When I reach heaven, I'll bet you 7-1 they're humming while harps keep strumming that tune. The ghost of the rumba! Thank you.
if you ever hear a weary wail, like the whistle of a winter gale, don't start fearing, you're only hearing the ghost of Piccolo Pete. If you ever hear a dreary drone, like the echo of a mournful moan, don't start running, for you'll find fun in the ghost of Piccolo Pete. It's just like a siren's wail when he runs the scale. His nocturnal notes are blue, but that's the way his daddy did a ditty too. When you take a walk along the street and you hear a little tweet, 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 sounds like birdies, but what you've heard is the ghost of Piccolo Pete.
Did you ever hear an eerie note like the whinny of a nanny goat? Did you ever hear a shrieking sound and you cannot find a soul around? When you hear a whistle on the hill like the calling of a whippoorwill, don't feel lonely, because it's only the ghost of Piccolo Pete.
Other loves surround you, and I don't stand a ghost of a chance with you. If you'd surrender just for a tender kiss or two, you might discover that I'm the lover meant for you, and I'd be true. But what's the good of scheming? I know I must be dreaming, for I don't stand a ghost of a chance with you. Thank you.
In 1930, Ted Fiorito and his orchestra made a number of recordings for Victor, but while in San Francisco for an engagement at the St. Francis Hotel in December of 1932, they made that record, I Don't Stand a Ghost of a Chance with You, composed by Victor Young with lyrics by Ned Washington and Bing Crosby, who recorded it a month before Ted. Before that, it was Ted Weems and his orchestra with the vocal by Parker Gibbs on The Ghost of Piccolo Pete from March 10, 1939, just short of a decade after their original recording of Piccolo Pete. That was preceded by The Six Brown Brothers and The Ghost of the Saxophone, recorded by Victor on May 9, 1917. The Ghost of the Saxophone was written by F. Henry Klickman. We began that ghastly, ghostly set with Lud Gluskin and his Continental Orchestra with The Ghost of the Rumba, recorded the day after Christmas, 1936. Around Halloween, goblins are often referred to along with ghosts, as in ghosts and goblins. But what is a goblin, anyway? Well, it's a small, ugly, elfin creature of malicious or evil nature. If that's true, I know a number of goblins personally. Here's Joe Hames. He's not a goblin, but he's going to play a song about some. Thank you.
'cause he told me to my face that he's done bought some gal a new buckhole, and she's done taken my place. Won't somebody open up his eyes, 'cause that is graveyard work. And I'll show him before he dies that them is graveyard work. I can see the undertaker putting flowers on doors, and a traveler going where he never come back no more. Tell him that I'll fix him, show his two and two is four. Please don't let me lose my rightful mind, 'cause them is graveyard words. I unpolished up my pistol, my razor sharp in two. He'll think the world done fell on him when my dirty work is due. Tell him that I'll do just what I said I'll do, 'cause them is graveyard
in action. They tried to get a good man for a pleasure then. I had a big brother named Morgan, very swell promoter. He was always looking for swell advice. So I told him to go right down to the poll, vote with his whole heart and soul. Played some voting once, he voted twice. And now he's down in jail, no one to go his bail. The jury said he should have given life. He's in the jailhouse now. We told that boy before he left home to let them politics alone. He's in the jailhouse now. Now up in New York City, folks thought it was a pity that the landlords had to raise that rent so high. We hustled around that town in all our hustle round. We could not raise that rent no way we tried. My mother took in washing, my sister done the ironing. I helped around the town by shining shoes. But my daddy walked around like he owned New York town, spending all of mama's money buying moonshine booze. He's in the jailhouse now. He's in the jailhouse now. As fast as more could get that rent, Paul was stealing everything. He's in the jailhouse now. Now I went out last Friday, I met a big fat girl named Ida. She thought I was the swellest coon in town. She commenced to call me honey, naturally I began to spend my money. We took in every cabaret that could be found. We were drinking every minute, I thought I was in it. I was buying Jamaica ginger by the pound. But when I went to pay that man, I found little Ida's hand right in my pocket where my money was.
Where's Ida?
She's in the graveyard now. She's in the graveyard now. I told that judge right to his face, Ida's hand was out of place.
Earl MacDonald's original Louisville Jug Band in 1927, and She's in the Graveyard Now, which had been popular in medicine shows and minstrel shows as He's in the Jailhouse Now. It was also recorded in 1924 by another jug band leader, Buford Threlkeld, also known as Whistler. Before that, it was Bessie Smith and Them's Graveyard Words, written by Shelton Brooks from May 3, 1927. Bessie Smith recorded all kinds of songs we could have used on this Halloween show, including I'd Rather Be Dead and Buried in My Grave, Lost Your Head Blues, Cemetery Blues, and Haunted House Blues. Bessie Smith was preceded by the Casaloma Orchestra in 1937 and the Goblin Band, arranged by Gene Gifford, banjoist and guitarist in the band. We could also have played their recording of Boneyard Shuffle tonight. We started off with Joe Hames and his orchestra and Goblin Market from October 9, 1934. That was written by Joe Hames and Lyle Spud Murphy, who played sax in the band. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL FM 88.7 Avalon in New Zealand on the Wellsford Country Radio Network 105.8 FM and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com and shamrockradio.com. Here to start off this final segment of this special Halloween edition of Rapidly Rotating Records is Tom Geron and his orchestra.
The boogeyman is coming. Thank you.
terrible, horrible boogeyman. I come in the middle of the night and frighten bad little girls like you. Beware, better have a care. I'm going to follow you everywhere. I crawl through the ceiling and the wall and call on bad little girls like you. I'll torture you and haunt you. I've got you where I want you, a victim of my dark and dirty plot. And at the slightest whim, I'll tear you limb from limb. In other words, I'll put you on the spot. Ooh, I'm the boogeyman, the terrible, horrible boogeyman. I come in the middle of the night and frighten bad little girls like you.
So meek and quiet, Abercrombie was the tea room type. Oh, you'd never think he'd start a riot. Then Abercrombie had a zombie. Abercrombie never stole a hansom. Abercrombie never did a bump. Never thought of crawling through a transom. Then Abercrombie had a zombie. Yes, yes. He never passed a stop, he never sassed a cop, he never drove a car into the Astor Bar, he didn't try to wade in the aqua cave. He was just a Nicky, I'm afraid, but like that other famous sinner, Abercrombie met his Waterloo. He's the man who never came to dinner, 'cause Abercrombie had a zombie. Or was it true? Give me a zombie or something. A double one. He never drove a car into the Astor Bar. He never tried to wade in the aqua cave. Just an icky, I'm afraid, but like that other famous sinner, Abercrombie met his Waterloo. He's the man who didn't come to dinner, 'cause Abercrombie had a zombie. Or was it two, or was it three, or four, or five, or six? get it, Mr. Abercrombie.
We begin this segment of our special Halloween edition of Rapidly Rotating Records with Tom Jarin and his orchestra and The Boogeyman Is Here from June 17, 1929. The Boogeyman Is Here was written by Lenny Stern and Jack Stern. For the first few sessions of his recording career, Tom Jarinovich used his real name, but beginning with the session before this, he went by Tom Jarin. That was followed by Chick Bullock with Todd Rollins and his orchestra on May 18, 1934, and The Boogeyman, written by Sam Coslow. Next, it was Gene Cardos and his orchestra with a Gene Cardos composition, Zombie, from June 26, 1934. We finished up with Fats Waller and his rhythm, and Abercrombie Had a Zombie, recorded on November 6, 1940. And I'm pleased to report we've got time for at least one more.
Just like some magic potion, you fill me with emotion. You control my very soul. You've got me voodoo. You knew the goddess Venus would start this love between us. You inspired me with desire. You've got me voodoo. You knew you had power and even picked the hour when the full moon was up above. I was hypnotized when I looked into your eyes. My heart was filled with love. Just like the siren Circe, you've got me at your mercy. Always yours to have and hold. Mama, you've got me voodoo.
Of mystery that's roaming through the land. Far and near you hear of him, he's found on every hand. Every city, town, and village knows of him by now. There's a way to recognize him, let me tell you how. Now if your path at midnight dark by a graveyard goes and someone whistles, why, that's Mysterious Bowes. Or on some dark and stormy night while the tempest blows, if someone whistles, that's Mysterious Bowes. He sees all, knows all, he gets in everywhere. Now some night he might wait for you upon the stairs, so when you're going down the cellar, walk upon your toes. And if someone whistles, That's mysterious mole. By the peep, peep, peep of a flute from down below. If someone whistles, why, that's mysterious moles. Now, if at dawn of an early morn a trumpet softly blows, if someone whistles, that's mysterious moles. He sees all, knows all, perhaps a clarinet or a bass horn or anything that he can get. He plays on every instrument, but there's just one tune he knows. When someone whistles, that's mysterious mole.
Weezer's All-Star Radio Novelty Orchestra with the vocal by Dick Robertson and Mysterious Moles from a Brunswick 78 waxed on March 30th, 1930. The band also recorded an instrumental version in the same session for issue in Germany. Dick Robertson also recorded Mysterious Moles as Bobby Dixon with Bobby Dixon's Broadcasters for Hit of the Week. Before that, it was Louis Armstrong with the orchestra directed by Louis Russell and You've Got Me Voodooed from March 14, 1940. I'm the ghost of Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.